Today's Shiur Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Hey. We will begin on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. As we learned at the end of yesterday's Shiur, Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer, how to explain a Pasuk. So the Gemara gives another situation where they disagreed on how to explain a Pasuk. The Pasuk teaches us in Yeshua, when Yeshua was at the battle of Givon, V'yidam HaShemesh V'yirech Amad, the sun and the moon stopped at Yokum Goy, Oivov, until Klai Yisrael was able to prevail over its enemies. Hawaik Suval Seifa Yosher. So the Pasuk teaches us that the sun stopped. Why did the sun stop? So, as the Medrash explains, this battle took place on Friday, and Klai Yisrael did not want to be Mechal Shabbos in holding battle on Shabbos. As Mefarshim explained, although Pidin, many Mefarshim explained it would have been permissible to hold battle on Shabbos, they didn't want to be Mechal Shabbos even in a situation which was Mutter. Other Mefarshim have explained that this battle should not have taken place, does not allow for Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is permitted in a situation where it's a Mechemes Mitzvah to capture Eretz Yisrael. Here they were just protecting the city of Givon. That perhaps doesn't allow for Chil Shabbos. Rashi explains why did the Pasuk use the word Ve'yidayim HaShemesh, the sun was quiet. So Rashi explains that the sun, as it moves through the sky, says Shira. Here, as we explained, the sun stopped, and that's why the Shira, Ve'yidayim means it became silent. What does it mean it says Shira? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that it says Shira, and now it couldn't say Shira because it was stopped. Another pshat is that, of course, it doesn't say Shira. And Mefarshim say this as an explanation in the Gemara that we discussed at the end of the Shira yesterday also, that the cows said Shira. It's not that they actually said Shira. Their action, their movement of the sun, the movement of the parus, of the cows, was a song of Shira to Hashem, but when it stops, there is no Shira being said. Haloik suva seifa yosher, my seifa yosher. What does the pasuk mean by Seifa Yosher? Amar Chibar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Seifa Avram Yitzvah Yaakov. It's the Sefer of Avram Yitzvah Yaakov, the Sefer Bereishis, where the Chumash discusses our Ovis Avram Yitzvah Yaakov. Shenikra Yesharim, that they were called Yesharim. Shenemar, how do we know that the Ovis were called Yesharim? Shenemar Thomas Nafshi Moish Yesharim. Bilam asked Hashem that he should be worthy of the same type of death as the Yesharim, as the others had. What type of death was that? Mises Gviyah. Asked the Mefarshim, maybe it means Yishmol. Yishmol also, the Pasuk said, had Mises Gviyah. Answered the Mefarshim that Bilam begins his words, Meroish Tsurim Arena. I look at their forefathers. Their forefathers don't include Yishmol. Yishmol clearly isn't one of our forefathers. Why are the others called Yesharim? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is, a yosher is straight. The ovis was straight. Everything they did properly. Another pshat is, a yosher is someone who infuses every aspect of his life with kedusha. And that is something that the ovis were able to accomplish. Yet a third pshat is the pasuk says, Ranu tzadikim la'ashem, v'yisharim na'avoy sehila. Explained the Mefarshim of Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Avodas Avodah, says a beautiful pshat. He says like this, the Gemara quotes the famous Moshel, that it's impossible, mi yamalol gvuras Hashem, yashmiya kol tehilosai. It's impossible for us to sing the praises of Hashem. Why is it impossible for us to sing the praises of Hashem? The Gemara says the Moshel, where if somebody has millions of dollars and you say he has thousands. Similarly, we are unable to really articulate all of the praises of Hashem. And that's why the Pasuk says, Ranu tzadikim Hashem. You need permission, even if you're a tzaddik, to praise Hashem, because we're inadequate to praise Him properly. You know who is able to praise Hashem? People who really have an understanding of Hashem? La Yesharim, those who are Yesharim. La Yesharim, no avasilif. To them, praise is appropriate. The avais, who had a clear understanding who Hashem was, they were able to praise Hashem. So now we said that in Sefer Bereishis, there's a remez that this will happen. asking Rav Heicha Remiza, where in Sefer Bereishis do we have a remez that Yeshua will stop the sun from going? Because the pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Ephraim, v'zara yia meloy hagoyim, emesa yia meloy hagoyim, b'shar shalah emdolacham l'Yeshua. Yeshua, who was a descendant of Ephraim, at that time will make Ephraim, at that time will make us, all the world, aware of Hashem. And as the Mashal explains, it can't mean Pasha Pshat, that Zara Yimalai Goyim, that he will be a large Shevet, because actually Ephraim was a smaller Shevet in numbers than Menasha, and Yeshua was a descendant of Ephraim. So it can't be in numbers, it must be in this great Nes. So the Pasuk says, in Yeshua, about this episode, V'yamen HaShemesh B'chatzi HaShemayim, V'lo Yotz, V'lo Yotz Lovoy K'yoyim Tomim. The sun stood still. Asked the Markama, how long did the sun stand still? Amar B'shu ben Levi, Esrim V'abashah. It stopped for 12 hours, for 24 hours. What does that mean? Ozl Shit, that day was a 24 hour, the sun that day was a 24 hour day. The sun went for 6 hours, become shit and stopped for 6 hours. Then Ozl Shit, it went for another 6 hours, become shit, and then it went, and then it stopped still for another 6 hours. 6 times 4 is a total of Kula Milsa Kiyom Tam, equal to the length of a full day, which is 24 hours. So Mefarshim ask, why did it have to do it in two portions? 6, 6, 6, 6. Why couldn't it have all stopped at one time? So I saw many pshatim. One pshat that I saw is that we remember that the Pasuk says in Parashas Noach that Hashem said to Noach, V'yoyim V'layel Lo Yishbaisu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha to Noach that the world will never come to a stop again. And therefore, more than 6 hours is a violation of that bracha. And in fact, the Mefarshim explained that every pshat that we're going to have in the Gemara, that the different machlokes here, how long it stopped, all evolves around that point, how much it's considered a violation of that bracha. Another pshat that I saw is that it stopped 2 times to show Klal Yisrael that one time it stopped the schus of Yeshua, and one time it stopped the schus of Klal Yisrael. Another pshat that I saw is that, as we said earlier in our shiur, when did this episode take place? It took place on a Friday, as I explained earlier, because of Chilul Shabbos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us a lesson. It didn't only stop by the Shkia Friday evening as Shabbos was coming and they didn't want to be Mechal Shabbos. They already stopped Friday afternoon. Because a Jew is not supposed to start preparing for Shabbos and say, oh, it's Shabbos, Chil Shabbos, Friday evening. He's supposed to start already Friday afternoon realizing that it's Shabbos. And that's why Friday afternoon that lesson was taught to us. Reb Elazar Omer, Reb Elazar says it was a total, that day was a total of 36 hours long. Why? Ozl Shit, it went for 6 hours. Become Tracer, it went for 6, then it stopped for 12. Ozl Shit, and then it went for another 6. Become Tracer, and it stopped for 12. Amidosoi, so the entire amount of time that the sun didn't go that day was 12 plus 12, is Yom Tamim. In other words, he is explaining when the Pasuk says that it was a Yom Tamim, it's not that the day was 24 hours long, rather the stopping of the sun was for 24 hours. Ozl Shit, it went for 6 hours, become Tracer, and then it stopped for 12. Ozl Shit, and then it went for another 6 hours, become Esrim V'Arba, and then it stopped for 24 hours. The first time it stopped, not for that long. The second time it stopped for that amount of time of 24 hours. The Mefarshim explained that this machlokes actually is probably connected, b'schus who did the sun stop. If it only stopped b'schus Avram, each of the avos only has the ability for 12 hours. So if it only stopped for Avram Avinu, it's 12 hours. If we put Yaakov in, it's 24 hours. If we put Yitzchak in, it's 36 hours. Ikad Amri, others say that the machlokes is to be understood differently, but the sefta pligi. The machlokes is how much extra was that. How much extra longer was that day? Rav Shmuel Omer, Esrim V'Arba, the day was 24 hours longer than usual, because he says, Ozl Shit, it went for 6 hours. Come Tracer, it stopped for 12. Ozl Shit, then it went for another 6 hours, become Tracer. So Midoso, the amount of time that the sun did not move that day was the length of a full day, Kiyom Tamim, which is 24 hours. Rabbi Lazar, the amount the sun stopped that day, was the length of Shloshim Shit, 36 hours, because Ozel Shit, it went for 6 hours. Kam Tracer stopped for 12. Ozel Shit, then it went for another 6. Become Esrim V'Arba, 24 plus 12 equals 36. Because V'loi Otz Lovai Kiyom Tamim, he says the second time in itself, it stopped for the duration of a day, which is 24 hours. Shmuel Nachmeni Omer Esrim V'Arba, Abraham V'Shmoin, it stopped for 24 hours. Ozel Shit, it went for 6 hours, become Esrim V'Arba, then it stopped for 24 hours. Ozel Shit, and then it went for another 6 hours, become Chavdal, and again stopped for 24 hours. What pushes him into this shot? Says the Gemara, Makish Amidos L'Biyosai. There's a hekish between the two times that it stopped. Mabi Yosu Kiyam Tamid, Af Amidos Kiyam Tamid. Both times, the stop was for the same amount of time. So if the second time the Pasuk said it stopped Kiyom Tamim, which equals 24 hours, and then we're Makish, we compare the first time it stopped to the second time it stopped, it must be that the first time it also stopped 24, so 24 plus 24 equals 48. Continues the Gemara. Tana, Shein, Sha'am de Lecham Yeshua, just like the sun stopped for Yeshua, Kach Am de Lecham Moshe, it stopped for Moshe Rabbeinu, which we'll discuss in a moment, Unlang Dimam Begurion. And for Nagdim and Begurion. Yeshua, that the sun stopped for Yeshua is Kroy, is the Pesukim that we just learned. Nagdim and Begurion, that the sun stopped for Nagdim and Begurion, Gemara. It's a Gemara that we learned from Masechta Tainus. The Gemara of Masechta Tainus says, there was once a terrible drought, and there wasn't enough water for Klal Yisrael. So Nagdim and Begurion approached a non-Jewish person who owned wells, and he asked him to lend him the water of 12 wells, and if he won't pay him up by a certain day, he will give him a tremendous amount of silver. That day comes, and the guy approaches Nagdim and Begurion. You have to pay. There was no rain. You didn't pay me back my water. So Nagdim and Begurion says, we have time till Shkia. In fact, the Paiskim say, based on this, we see that if I owe you money on a certain day, I have to pay you up by Shkia. That's the halacha. So Nagdim and Begurion entered the Beis HaMikdash, and he said, you are well aware, when I'm going to be mispalafu is not for my own glory, for the glory of my family. I'm going to be mispalafu for your glory, that this world should see that this is what you do for Klal Yisrael. And immediately it began to rain, and the wells of this non-Jew were overfilled with water. So Nagdim and Begurion goes and tells the person, I paid you up. He says, no, he paid me up too late. By the time the wells were filled up, it was already after Shkia. So Nagdim and Begurion goes back into the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Gemara, Masechta the Tainus, the few Testament Beis, and the Chof Amar Aleph. And he goes back and he says again, that this person shouldn't be able to say what he said, and the sun came out. So he said it was before Shkia. Now really, it was really late, but this nace happened for Nagdim and Begurion. And that's why, in fact, the Gemara says, the Rishonim say there, that Nagdim and Begurion, because he realized what happened here, the money he gave to Tzedakah. He didn't keep the money for himself. But this is a story where we see that he had the sun stop. And Mefarshim ask, that we all learned in Chumash that the sun stopped for Yaakov Avinu. That when Yaakov Avinu was traveling, that we saw the sun stop. So why isn't the Gemara mention that? So I saw two terutzim. One terutz is that these people, as we're going to learn, asked Hashem that the sun should stop. Yaakov Avinu didn't ask that the sun should stop. Yaakov Avinu, it happened. Hashem made it happen, but not at his request. Another pshat is that it wasn't as well known in the world as these episodes. Third pshat actually is Yaakov Avinu had two episodes. One time the sun stopped, and one time the sun went down early for him. So it just canceled each other out. But these people, the sun stopped with no compensation. L'moshe v'nolam, how do we know that it happened for Moshe Rabbeinu? Asya achal achal. We learn Gzeir Shava. Ksiv hocha ochel teis paktacha. Ksiv hosam Yeshua ochel godlacham. So we have this Gzeir Shava. So my first mask, why doesn't the Torah say explicitly by Moshe Rabbeinu that the sun stopped, as it does by Yeshua? So I saw two terutzim. One terutz is, because the Pasuk wants to show us the greatness of Yeshua, and that's how it shows us that the sun stopped, that the Pasuk says explicitly that the sun stopped for him. Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness we're well aware of. Another pshat that I saw is the Pasuk we quoted earlier in the shir says that v'zara yim aloy hagoyim. And we said it's not poshup shat. We aren't to understand the poshup shat that Ephraim will multiply because Ephraim actually wasn't such a large shavit. What is pshat v'zara miloy hagoyim? There'll be a ribuy kvoit shemayim because of Ephraim. What is the greatest ribuy kvoit shemayim? Torah. When people learn Torah. Here we just have gzeirah shavah. Gzeirah shavah is a ribuy kvoit shemayim. If the Torah would have said explicitly by both Moshe and Yeshua that the sun stopped, we wouldn't have so much Torah. We wouldn't have a gzeirah shavah. Zari yimalai goyim comes about through kvoit shemayim. So I saw a very interesting pshat. We find that by Moshe Rabbeinu the pasuk says ochel teis pachtecha. By Yeshua it says ochel godlecha. Why doesn't the Torah use the same words pachtecha by both of them? So I saw a very beautiful pshat. By Moshe Rabbeinu when the sun stopped, it never stopped in the history of the world before. At least that everybody should be aware of it. And everybody was frightened. When the first time you see the sun stopping, and you never had such an experience, it's terribly frightening. Ochel teis pachtecha. The entire world trembled. The second time, it's such a significant thing, because the world already became accustomed. So the second time it doesn't say pachtecha, it says godlecha. It wasn't such a, it didn't have such a tremendous effect. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, how do we know? Ask your taste. We learn Gzer Shava. Ksiv Ochel taste Pachtcha, Viksiv by Moshe Rabbeinu, Viksiv by Yeshua, Viyoim taste Hashem as Ha'amori, the word taste. And the Mepharshim explain why does Rabbi Yochanan prefer this Gzer Shava? Because this Pasik of Viyoim taste Hashem as Ha'amori is a Pasik by this episode where the sun stopped, and that's why he prefers to learn Gzer Shava that's from that parasha itself. Rishmuel ben Nachmein Amar, the goof of the craw, shamatlay. If we look at the psukim by Moshe Rabbeinu, we can see that so it happened. Because the pasuk says, Ashi yishman shamacha, v'ragzu v'cholu m'panecha. Emesai, ragzu v'cholu m'panecha, when did the world tremble? B'shah, sham d'lecham l'moshe, when the sun stopped. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that such an episode as the sun stopping happened before the times of Yeshua? The pasuk says in Yeshua, "V'loy hayo k'yaymahu l'fan of Achrav." Never did such an event occur again. Answers the Gemara: "Ibais ema shas hudalay have enough fish kulahai." Even though the sun stopped in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it did not stop for as many hours as it stopped in the time of Yeshua. V'ibais ema avni barad lehava. In the time of Yeshua, besides that the sun stopped, hail came down. As the pasuk says, "Vehi benosav bnei Yisrael, heim b'marid beischaron, v'Hashem hishlach aleihem avonim gedolos min hashemayim ad azaku v'yemosu." Says, so that only didn't happen in the time of Yeshua, not in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says that as Shmuel is saying a hesped on Shaul, the pasuk says, "V'yomer lelamid bnei Yehuda keshes." He says, Shevet Yehuda is most suited for keshes, for holding battle with archery, with a bow and arrow. He makes suva seifa yosher. And this lesson that Shevet Yehuda is the most appropriate to hold this battle is already mentioned in the Torah in the Sefer HaYosher. Ask the Gemara, my Sefer HaYosher, what is meant here with Sefer HaYosher? Aron Chiba Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan. It means a Sefer Avram Yitzvah Yaakov. Sefer Yosher refers to Sefer Bereishis, which is the Sefer where we learn about Avram Yitzvah Yaakov, as we learned on top of the Amid, Shenikro Yisharim, the Ksibuhu, because referring to the office, it says, Thomas Nafshi Mois Yisharim, Bilam said, V'ti Achrisa Kamahu. V'heichar Amiza, where in Sefer Bereishis do we see that Shevet Yehuda is most suited for battle with archery? Because the pasuk says, Yehuda ata yeducha achicha, yotcha b'arif avecha. Ve'ezem mechama shetzricha yad k'neged arif, tu pshatim. What type of battle is held where the hands are next to the neck? Some say it's next to the neck of the person that's shooting the arrow. That's where you hold the bow and arrow. Another pshat is that who do you aim for? You aim for the neck of your enemy. Have oim azakeshes that Yehuda, the pasuk says, will be an expert in archery. Rabbi Lazarim is a Sefer Mishnah Torah, that says Sefer Mishnah Torah, V'may Karel is Sefer HaYashar, Why is Sefer Devarim called Sefer Hayosha? The Ksiv Asisa Hayosha V'Toy Be'Enei Hashem. V'Hech Remiza. Where in Sefer Devarim is there a remiss to Yehuda's ability in archery? Because the pasuk says Yodav Rav Loi. V'Ezem Mechamas Tzrich Yitzei Dayim. What type of battle requires two hands? Have Oymer Zekeshes. It means the Keshes. So Mefarshim ask that Sefer Devarim, it says the word Yashar, but it says also Yashar and Sefer Shemais. So why is Devarim called more Yashar than Shemais? So the simple teretz is that the word Yashar appears four times in Sefer Devarim. It only appears once in Sefer Shemais. Another pshat is, what does Sefer Mishneh Torah represent? Sefer Mishneh Torah represents as the words Mishneh Torah. In fact, that's why the Gemara and Mepharshim say uses the word Mishneh Torah rather than Devarim. Something extra. And that's in fact why the Pasuk in Sefer Devarim teaches us that the Melech Yisrael had to have two Sefer Torah. Why do you have to have two Sefer Torah? What do you have in the second Sefer Torah that you don't have in the first Sefer Torah? The lesson of a second Sefer Torah is that if you want to be a Melech in Klal Yisrael, you have to go Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. You have to go past what it says in the first Sefer Torah. And that's what the words Mishneh Torah means. Mishneh Torah means double, extra. You know when you're considered a Yashar? You know when you're considered you're doing the right? When you do Mishneh Torah. When somebody acts Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, he is a Yashar. Another pshat, beautiful pshat, is that the Mashal says this pshat. There are many psukim in Sefer Devarim. Why is the Gemara saying that what makes Sefer Mishneh Torah, what the focal point of Sefer Mishneh Torah is this pasuk? Sefer Devarim has hundreds and thousands of psukim, says the Mashal. The foundation of our religion, the foundation of the way a Jew is supposed to act, is Yashrus. Vasisa Hayoshev Atoiv, being straight, that's the foundation. Everything else is built on top of that foundation. That's why it's called Sefer Hayoshev. Reshuva Nachmeni Amar, Zashefer Shoiftim. Sefer Yosha, Sefer Shoiftim. Vamai Karl is Sefer Yoshim. The Ksiv. The Pasuk says, Beyomim Haheim, Ein Melch Bisrael. The Pasuk says in Shoiftim, there was no king in Klai Yisrael. Ish Hayosha Be'enov Yasa. Vehech Remiza. Where in Sefer Devarim is there a remez that Yehuda is an expert in archery? Because the Pasuk says there, Laman Das Doris B'nai Yisrael. Future generations need to be taught how to wage battle. What type of battle needs lessons to know how to fight that battle? Have a Omer Zekeshes. It means archery. You need to be taught to become an expert in archery. How do we know that's referring to Yehuda? The Ksiv. The Pasuk says, Miyal Lono El Knanim Lelochem Boy. Who should be the first to go to war with Kanani? V'ayom Hashem Yehuda Yala. The pasuk says Yehuda because they are the ones that are most suited for Mechama. The pasuk says, another pasuk in Shmuel, that when Shmuel was appointing Shaul to become the Melech Yisrael, the pasuk says that he brought Shaul and he had him sit at the head of the table and he brought Karbonis. And the pasuk says, V'yorim HaTabach HaSashoik V'aliyah. The Shoichet took the Shoich V'Aliyah, we'll speak about the Aliyah in a moment, Yosem Lufnei Shol, and he gave it to Shol to eat. Mai V'Aliyah, Rabbi Yochanan is Shoich V'Aliyah. He gave him the tail. Mai V'Aliyah, why is it called Aliyah, not Aliyah, if it means the tail? The Samcha Shoich L'Aliyah, the shank supports the tail. So Farshim asks, we know that when a carbon is brought, the Aliyah, the tail, is burnt on the Mizbeach. So how could a shoal gotten the aliyah it's supposed to be given on the Mizbeach? So I saw a number of terutzim. One teretz is that this wasn't brought on the Mizbeach, it was brought on the Bamas Yochid. And as we have learned, there are other rules for Kabbonis on the Bamas Yochid. One teretz. Another teretz that I saw is that the aliyah here is not the meat from the carbon. The meat from the carbon was brought on the Mizbeach. Here they brought other meat because aliyah was considered the choicest cut. And they wanted to give Shaul that choice cut of meat, the aliyah. Third pshat that I saw is that not from all animals do you bring the aliyah, only from sheep, not from goat. The animal that was brought was a goat. there the aliyah is not put on the Mizbeach, so they were able to serve it to Shaul. Rabbi Lez Oimer, my Shaykh v'chaza. It was the Shaykh and the Chaza. My v'aliyah, and why is the Chazan called aliyah? The Machetz le'l'chaza live with the Shaykh. The Chaza is right on top of the Shaykh. And again, the Chaza is right in Shaykh, kibay anufe, when we do tenufa, or manfilei. When you do tenufa on a carbon shlomim, you have to put the Shaykh and the Chaza one on top of the other. And that's why it's called v'aliyah, because it's put on top of the Shaykh. You put it on top, the Chaza on top of the Shaykh. Again, the same question. The Chaz v'Shaykh go to the Kohanim. How was it given to Shaul? So you have to say the same Terutzim, Bamas Yachid, or that it came from a different animal. Shmuel Nachmani Omer, Shaykh v'Shufi. Shufi is like a bone there that keeps the Shaykh in place. Maiv Aliyah, Shufi Aliyah with the Shaykh, because it's right on top of the Shaykh. We learned in the Mishnah, like the Shachar Ishim Mohem, a woman may not be Yichud with an Akam. Ask the Gemara, B'mayiskin, what is the circumstance that we're referring to? Ilema b'chad, if we're referring to a situation where there's only one woman and one akum, the Kav Yisrael means sorry, by Yisrael, is that permissible? V'tanan, lo yishyachid ish echad m'shtei noshim, even with two women, a man's not a b'mishyachid. Certainly not with one. So there's nothing unique about the situation of Yisraelis with an Akum that our Mishnah has to teach us a special din. Ella, we're going to say that our Mishnah is referring Betlosa. Three men and one woman. Ask the Gemara, the Kavasog of Yisrael, Beprutsu Mishari, men who are not, don't behave properly in issues of Tznius, even three men and one Jewish woman are also. But not, one woman could be misyached with two men. Again, the halach is not if they're on the road, and not at night. When do we have this leniency? If the men, even if they're Jewish, are prutzim, I feel a sorrow namiloi. You can't rely on 10 men. There was indeed a situation with 10 men took one woman out of the city to act immorally. So again, what is unique about the situation with an Akum? And says the Gemara, Leitzricha b'ishta imai. The situation is where it's ishta imai. Avikacham by Akum, there is no heter of ishta mishamritai. Ain ishta mishamritai. Yisrael, by Yisrael, there's a heter of ishta mishamritai. And this heter of ishta mishamritai, this whole Gemara, one of the basic Gemaras on Hilchas Yichud, just to mention a few halachas. First of all, the halach of Ishta Mishamritai, that a wife watches a husband. Most Paiskim are of the opinion, Ishta Mishamritai is even if the wife is sleeping. Meaning, let's say one is in a home at night with a woman and his wife is sleeping, we could rely on the head of Ishta Mishamritai even though she's sleeping. I did see from Rav Ozman, the Shailos of Tshuva Shevet Alevi, that if the wife took a sleeping pill and she's in a deep sleep, then maybe you can't rely on Ishta Mishamritai. But under normal circumstances, Ishta Mishamritai doesn't require that the wife should actually be there. Furthermore, very big machloikus rishonim. Our Gemara is teaching us the het of Ishta Mishamritai. So the question that the Paiskim debate, is Ishta Mishamritai on its own a heter? Or is Ishta Mishamritai only a heter when you have two men and one woman, when you have more than one woman? But one woman and one man, Ishta Mishamritai will not be enough. Big machloikus rishonim. The halacha most paiskim accept is that Ishta Mishamritai is a heter even for one man and one woman. Furthermore, machloikus apaiskim, this heter of Ishta Mishamritai, does it apply to other people that a person, that there is no Issa Yichud? Meaning, the halacha is that one is allowed to be Yichud with his mother. One is allowed to be with his Yichud with his sister on a temporary basis. One is allowed to be Yichud with his daughter. So now the question is, let's say one is together with his daughter or his mother and another woman. So do we say the het of Ishta Mishamritai just like we say it, or is it strictly to a wife, or will it even apply to a situation where it's another woman where there is no Issa Yichud with that woman? Very big machloikus achrayinim, Ramosha, Paskins, and the Pesach Tshuva actually says this also in the name of Shalos Tshuvas Chesed Avram, that we rely on this heter not just by a wife, we rely on this heter even by anybody who there is no issa yichud. So that means if somebody is in a place with his mother and another woman, or with his daughter and another woman, there is no issa yichud. The explanation is because since he's not, there is no concern that he's going to act improperly with his mother or his daughter. Whenever there's no concern that he's going to act improperly with one of the women, we assume that he won't act improperly with the other woman for concern that that woman will disclose what he did, what they did. Another discussion that the Paiskim have based on this Gemara is the discussion of the Gemara asked the Mefarshim could have given different heterim. We know there's a heter of a tinaikis, where if there's another woman who's a child, that there's no concern that there's going to be done anything with that girl, there's a heter that you could be with another woman. Or there's a heter of Baala Be'ir, that the other woman's husband is in the city, then there's no problem of yichud. So why did now Gemara speak about those situations and say that by Yisrael you have these heterim and by an Akum you don't have these heterim? So I saw two Taisus asked this question, and there are two approaches in the Rishonim how to answer this question. One approach in the Rishonim is that our Gemara is referring to a situation where there's only one woman. Baala Be'ir or Tanaikis means that there's another woman with her. And our Mishnah, says Taisus, is only referring to a case where there's only one woman. The wording of the Mishnah seems to apply that. Loitis Yachid Isha. So our Mishnah is speaking about only one woman. That's why the heter of Baala Be'ir of Tanaikis wasn't mentioned, but they would be heterim by Yisrael, not by an Akum. But there are other Rishonim, and there are Paiskim that even accept this approach of the Rishonim, this Machloikis of Paiskim, that even though we know there's a heter Baala Be'ir, that if somebody's husband is in the city, there's a heter for Yichud, or there's a heter of Tanaikis, that who she is not of age to do Biyah, but she's between the ages of 3 and 12, she could be a Shomeres. The Paiskim say it doesn't apply by parts. And Al Gemara is looking for a unique situation that differentiates an Akron from a parts, a very bechidish that these Paiskim say, and the Tzitz Eliezer follows this opinion, La Locha. He says that the heter of Baala Be'ir and Tanaikis is not by parts. Other Paiskim disagree, the Baala Be'ir applies under all circumstances. Typically, ask the Gemara, why do we have to get into the discussion of Yichud? Why don't we say that a woman can't be together with Akum? Because as we learn at the end of Mishnah, B'shem Shvich Stamim, you can never be alone with an Akum because there's a concern of Shvich Stamim. Answer the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'ishach Shuvim Eskinan. Our Mishnah is speaking about Ishach Shuvah, the Mirta Semina, that he's scared. So Rashi says, we're going to learn the Gemara with Rashi's Pshat, even though there are questions on Rashi's Pshat, that there are two types of Ishach Shuva. There's an Ishach Shuva Bein Anoshim, and there's an Ishach Shuva Bein Noshim. How does Rashi define this? Ishach Shuva Bein Anoshim is a woman that has connection to the government. And such a woman, there's no concern of Shvich Hastamim. Why? Because they're scared to do anything to this woman, because this woman, if they'll do anything to her, the government will investigate who murdered her. Ishach Shuvah Bein HaNoshim, Rashi explains, is a beautiful woman. Such a woman, there's a concern for Yichud, because we're concerned that the guy is going to have relations with her. But the Isha is not Shuvah Bein Noshim. She's not pretty. There's no concern of Yichud. Just to mention, all the Rishonim, Tosfos, have a very hard time understanding Rashi's Pshat. Because he says, they say we don't have any place in halacha where halacha differentiates between somebody pretty and not pretty. It's a very subjective distinction. But this is the pshat Rashi learns. Again, let's learn the Gemara. Our Mishnah is referring, the Reish of our Mishnah is referring to an Ishach Shuva. She's important by the government, the Mirta Semina, and they won't hurt her physically. Isha Klai Zayin Olam means that a woman is, nobody is going to harm her, because all they're interested is in having relations with her, and they won't harm her. Ask the Gemara, Mai Benayu, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Idi? Ik Benay Isha Chshuva Bein Anoshim, a woman who's close to the government, V'she'en Chshuva Bein Anoshim, but she's not pretty. So if, in such a case, according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, we have nothing to worry about by her, there is no concern for Shvichas Damim, there is no concern for there's no concern for Yichud. According to Rav Idi, there's never a concern for murder by a woman. If she's an Isha Enach Shuvah Bein Anoshim, according to Rav Yirmiyah, there is a concern for Shvichas Damim. According to Rav Idi, there is no concern for Yichud. Tanya Kavosir Rav Idi Bar Oven, Isha Avpi Shasholem Imoy, Loi Tzshachet Imohem, Neshech Shudim Alarayis. We see that he doesn't subscribe to the heter of how she looks. L'shachet Adam Imam. So our Mishnah said that Jews should not be left alone with an Akum. A Yisrael who's walking together alone with an Akum, b'derech, on the road, Taifel Yiminai. He should have the Akum on his right side. Why? Because if the Akum attempts to attack him, he'll be next to his right hand, which is his stronger hand, and he'll be able to fight him off. Rav Shmuel b'Rav Noish Rav Yochanan Omer, if he's walking beside him, if the Akum is carrying the sword. So as Rashi explains, typically they carry the sword on the left side. So we're concerned that the Akum is going to pull out the sword from his left side. So if you'll have the Akum to your right, you'll have your right hand next to his sword and you can fight him off. B'makel, but if he's carrying a stick, and the stick is typically carried by the right hand, Teufel l'smala, you should be on the left of the Akum, so your right hand will be there. Machloikas harishonim, if Rabbi Shmuel and the Tanakhama are arguing, Rabbi Shmuel is just explaining, the Tanakhama said he should be on the right hand side, says Rabbi Shmuel, it depends on the circumstances. Hayoilim b'mala, ayoilim b'yirdiv, they're going up or down a mountain. Lo yehei Yisrael l'matav avikachav l'mala, the Jews should not allow that the goy should be above him. It should always be a Yisrael l'malav avikachav l'mata, that the Jews should be in the higher position, so it should be harder for the goy to attack him. Val Yisuach Lefanov, a Jew should not bow down in front of the Akum. Shema Yoret Eskul Golosai. We're concerned that he may break his skull when he bends down. Shaul Aheichen Holach, if the Akum is asking the Yisrael, where is he going? Yachav Lo Yisaderach. He should tell him that he's going further. That means if the Akum and the Yisrael are traveling together, and our Gemara is teaching us that the Yisrael is concerned that the Akum will attack him. So if the Yisrael and Akum are traveling together, and the Yisrael says, I'm going much further, so the Akum will always think I have time to attack him. And then I'll get off the train earlier, and the Akum will not have been able to do anything. Kederach she'asa Yaakov inu l'Esav, harosha, d'ksiv, as we know, Yaakov, Esav said, let's travel together. And Yaakov said, at ashova al-adoni si'ira. D'ksiv, Yaakov nasa sukaisa. Yaakov got off by sukkahs. Farshim say that even though we know Yaakov is the Midas Emes, Titein Emes LeYaakov, Yaakov didn't lie, because ultimately we are going to get the Seir, as we say every morning, we just haven't gotten there. Ma'is b'Talmid Rabbi Kiva, there's a story with the children of the Talmid Rabbi Kiva, Shahochan L'Gziv, they were traveling to Gziv, Pogam and Listen, and Listen met them, Omlam la'anat aholchem, and they asked him to where you're going. Omlam la'akav. They went to Akav. Kim shigil l'ksiv. Once they got to ksiv, pirshu, they went off the road. Omlam tamidim mi'atem. They acted very smartly. Omlam tamidim b'kiva. Omlam ashrei b'kiva v'talmidov, shalai pogman adam ram oilam. They were able to avoid being attacked. So Mefarshim asked, the Gemara teaches us that Yaakovin already did this. So we need a story from Akiva to corroborate that that's the right way. From here we already learn, in fact, when Farshim say one of the lessons of our Gemara is that if you need to know how to act in any situation, look in the Torah. Look how Yaakovinu acted with Esav. That's how, that should be our lesson and our guide how to act. So why do we have to quote that Akiva did the same? So some say that that's the lesson of Akiva. Akiva says, I looked in the Torah and I learned from the Torah how to act. Another pshat is, that we would think that only you should act this way when it's a shiloh of nefoshes. Here was a situation of listim. Listim is a question of mammon. So maybe we don't have to be so careful. It teaches us that even for mammon we have to be careful. Nefoshim ask, our Gemara says, regarding Bekiva, shlepaga adam rama oilam. Nobody did anything wrong to Bekiva. We know that Bekiva is one of the Sarah Rugi Malchus. We're going to say it on Yom Kippur. So how do we say nobody ever started up with a Bekiva? So Nefoshim answer, Nobody, Rabbi Kiva was makel, we learned, Rabbi Kiva was makel kilos for rabbim. He taught Torah. That's what caused them to torture him. So he brought that upon himself. But if not for that, nobody could have ever started up with him. Says the Gemara, interesting story. Menashav Ozla Beit Turosa. He was traveling to Turosa. Poga Beit Ganvi. And Ganovim met up with him. Amleil Anka Azlis. Where are you going? Lepampadisa. He did the same thing. He told him he's traveling further. Ki Motel Beit Turosa. Parish, he went off. Amleil Tamidid Yehuda Ramah. Tamidid Yehuda Ramah At. You must be Tamidim of Yehuda the liar. Amleil Yuditzalei. Do you know him? They were put into Chayrim for calling Rabbi Yehuda that way. Oslo of the Ganevisa, so these Ganovim, after they had embarrassed Rabbi Yehuda by calling him of Yehuda Ramah, did Ganevis for 22 years. Oslo of Ganeva Esrevetat Ishnin were Ganovim for 22 years, and they weren't successful. Kivim the Chazu, they saw that they're being unsuccessful. Also, kula tovisham tayu. They all asked to mechila for the way that they spoke about Rabbi Yehuda, and their cherim was lifted. Vavu have had gardina. There was one weaver, the loyasla shuri yashamte. He was arrogant, and he did not come to have his cherim removed. Achle arye. The lion ate him up. Arye. Why a lion? Because Aryeh and Yehuda is the same. So he was to show him that you were punished because you spoke badly of Rabbi Yehuda. Hanidam Inshe, Gadina the Loitavian, Shada Bots Mishni. A Gadina that doesn't act properly, his life is taken. And says the Gemara Tochazi, let's see the difference. Ben Ganvi Bava list in Eretz Yisrael. The Ganovim are usually less of a problem than Listen. Ganovim only act surreptitiously. Listen act publicly. Yet the Listen, the Ganovim in Bavel spoke disparagingly of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Listen at Yisrael spoke positively of Rabbi Kiva. I just end the Gemara with a beautiful shot that I saw from Chaim Kanievsky, a story. He says there was once a Jew, this was common in Europe, who spent a long time away from home working. He's on the way home, and with all the money that he amassed, and he's attacked by Listen. The Listen take everything away from him. And he tells the Listen, I need you to do a favor. Yeah, you took away all my money. I want to hang up my coat, and you should shoot bullets into my coat. Why? He said, because I'm afraid that I'm going to come home with no money. They're not going to believe that I was robbed. They're going to think that I wasted my money. So he shot bullets at his coat. Then he went and said, you know what? I want you to shoot some bullets on my hat. And again, he hung up his hat on the tree, and they shot, there were no more bullets. Once there were no more bullets, he went and ran after them and got back his money. So they were said to him, you're a terrible person. You lied to us. You said that we should shoot the bullets, just that we should help you. You really, your entire intention was just to get your money back. So he said, you're calling me a liar? Ganovim are calling me a liar? That's what he says of Pshat and Al-Gemara. They called Yehuda Ramah. They were listening. They were stealing. And what did Rabbi Yehuda do? He told him that I'm traveling further. He says, you're the people to call somebody Ramah? You who are Ganovim? Hey, Bishamta, you should be in a Chayrim.